You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 120, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says, the light in your heart will be the light that leads the way to your greatness. And joining me on today's show is Marley Love. Marley is a life coach who helps professional millennials discover their life purpose by teaching them how to unleash their hidden potential and embrace their worth. She does this through one-on-one prophetic coaching, dream interpretation, and online courses. Now, on today's show, Marley is going to share Find Your Niche, because if you don't know who you can help, how can you help anyone? She also wants to talk about forgive quickly. Unforgiveness is the number one way to get your blessing blocked and stop you from your purpose. And she's also going to talk about find your signature Bible verse. Whenever fear comes along, you speak this Bible verse out loud until that fear leaves, and then continue on your purpose path, and so much more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you are so welcome. I love the way that you are speaking into the lives of professional millennials. I think there are so many incredible coaches out there, life coaches, doing just great work and really helping people. I think millennials, because really they are now stepping into roles, whether it be in business or in a corporate sense, that are making an impact. So they're entering the workforce and certainly carving out their greatness. So speak a little bit more, if you will, as I love hearing the backstory about the path that led you down to create your life coaching business. Was it something that you always had at the back of your mind, or has circumstances kind of guided you to now open your business?
Well, I would say it's kind of both, because I was working in the corporate world, went to college, graduated, and kind of followed the path that everyone expects you to follow. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting in a cubicle one day, and I had an experience maybe a few months earlier that just kind of shook everything that I believed in. And I said, okay, God, what's my purpose? What's my passion? Like, I don't think just being in this cube is for me. Mm-hmm. And so once I started asking that question, God just kind of lined stuff up for me and just open doors, open my mind, and just led me on this path.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, and it reminds us that sometimes we ask God, you know, a question, be prepared for an answer, and be prepared to move, to shift. Because, you know, sometimes we'll ask for something and think, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Speak a little bit more about that transition, because someone may be listening or watching today that has felt a like calling or a shift in where they're wanting to head, using the skills and gifts and strengths that they've learned, but can be stuck in uncertainty, because there is an uncertainty as you're making that change. How did you shift through that?
Definitely. There's a lot of uncertainty, but first, you know, trust in God, number one. And two, I made like small shifts. So even though I was still working in my corporate job, I said, okay, if I want to be, you know, I had the plan that I wanted to help people become happy. And so I said, how can I make people happy? So I started researching. I realized, oh, there's positive psychology. Went back to school, learned about life coaching, all while still working, you know, the corporate job.
Yes.
And then learning more about God as I went. And so that led me to realizing I wanted to be a life coach, starting that up as I still worked in my corporate job, and then eventually went to a part-time job, and then able to do it on my own. So it was all in little sections. It wasn't just like a huge leap, but that's what shows that everybody can do it.
Oh, I love that. And you are the classic example, or a case study, if you will, of what we call, well, it's a career transition. So portfolio opportunity, where you have various aspects. You're learning, you're still in your corporate role, because that's funding, if you will, your studies. And as you're starting to get a client base and starting to get the word out there, brilliant. And I know that that's certainly spoken some insights and some inspiration to someone thinking, you know what, maybe it's possible well for me too, which it is finding your niche. Speak a bit more about this because, you know, as someone who has been involved in business and branding for many years, I mean, we cannot say this too often. So many people start a business. Who can you help? Well, I can help everybody, which may be the case, but because there's so much noise out there, it's very important to find the niche so you really can speak directly to them. But also, I think where you're talking about too is you feel called to really support millennials. So what would you say to someone? What were some of the things that you did to help you find your niche, but also some encouraging insights if someone is thinking, well, if I narrow down, maybe I'm cutting off business opportunities, which often is not the case. So share a bit more, Marlene.
Yeah, definitely. So I was like that at first, Anne-Marie. Like, I was like, oh, I can help everyone, you know, but because earlier I said I just want to make people happy. Yeah. But I actually hired a business coach as well to help me with that process because, you know, I know I'm good at certain things, but I realized I need someone to help me figure out what niche, you know, I can help. And so once we focused in on helping professional millennials, because that was kind of who I was, and I had a passion for those people because I knew exactly what they've been going through. I said, whoa, I can help these people. I know who I can focus on. And then even if people come to me that aren't professional millennials, hey, I'll take them in. That's no problem. But it once I did that, business went so much easier. I wasn't as stressed, and I really could focus my materials on the right type of people too.
Yeah. Check and talk a little bit about that process, because sometimes it is like an aha, and maybe it was various questionings and various activities that you work through with the business coach. But if someone is struggling, yes, they can look at what they have been through, and perhaps there are other people like me that could certainly get some support. What process did you go that helped you really define and identify this is the market that I really want to support?
Yeah, it was through a lot of prayer too, I will say, because I'm like, God, who do you want me to help? You know, you put me on this path. I'm like, what am I supposed to do, you know? And so I just really felt led to help people like me because I kept going back to just everything that I've been through and talking to friends and family and colleagues. I'm like, a lot of people I know are dealing with the same thing, but they're afraid to really step out and make that change and make that difference. So again, it was just asking God and just that something just in my heart, you know, telling me. And then my business coach, she just asked the questions. She's like, who do you want to help? And finally, I was like, okay, millennials. And we narrowed it down a little bit to professional millennials because there's a whole bunch of us. I just know people in the corporate world are stuck sometimes.
It's a valuable lesson because I think sometimes we can look at our own circumstance and situation, sometimes feel that we're the only people that are struggling through that and not recognize that there are so many other people there. So definitely prayer is great. You spoke to other people and your family, friends. You hired a business coach, which I, you know, why struggle on your own and reinvent the wheel when someone there who is able to support you can do that. And I think once you got to that process, did you find then that for your business, you really, things fit together, don't they, far quickly? Your message is really aligned. You know exactly where to go, who you need to connect with. That kind of really, I'd imagine, started to flow far more quickly once you narrow down that niche, yes?
Definitely. It was just so much easier. What I posted, the materials I, you know, created, what I talked about, just everything was so much easier. You know, and that's why I just tell so many people, find out who you want to help, ask God, because that's the number one thing. And once you do that, it just flows.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, so we have someone on our team, that invisible CEO, if you will, who's got all the answers. Sometimes we just need to take the time and ask, and then be willing to take action on what we're led to follow and have that trust. Love that. Thank you for sharing a bit about that, because I think it's one of the most important areas of clarity that we can get for our business, but one that we often rush through or don't think about at all because we want to really hit the ground running to generate that income so that we can support ourselves, particularly when we're transitioning out of corporate. But I think we need to take the time to do that. Otherwise, we can flounder around a little bit. So thank you. Let's talk about another particular topic, which I think for many of us, we can sometimes struggle with, and this is around forgiveness. And you say, and I so agree, that it can be the number one way to get our blessing blocked to stop you from your purpose. Let's talk about forgiving. What insights can you share? Because this, I think, not only for Christian entrepreneurs, but for no matter what walk of life, if we've been wronged in some way, forgiving someone can be so hard, yet it is something that we are commanded to do.
Definitely. So I wrote a book called 5 Steps to Find Your Purpose and Destiny. Yeah. And forgiveness was the first step, because I realized I had some unforgiveness in my heart. And just, it's so hard to explain, like, in the physical, because it's something that's like seems easy, but it's not, mm-hmm. you know, so it's hard to put into words. But basically, I had to forgive my father, and he was a part of me, like, he's half of, you know, who I am. Yeah. And so having that resentment in my heart just didn't let me accept half of who I was. And so when I forgave him for the past, I just felt a lot freer, and I was able to be proud of myself, have more confidence, and not and be able to help, I guess, other people with that too.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I went back to the Bible, and God said, forgive others so I can forgive you. And so
yes.
I'm like, I know I've messed up a lot.
Yeah.
And so I need to forgive as much as I can. And so that's the first thing I talk my clients through, is like forgiving people who have hurt you in the past. You can release it and be free to be who you were made to be.
Yeah. I want to just spend a bit of time on this, because I think that what you've just shared, I mean, praise God that you're able to do that, because what we are, and often this conversation when we're talking to people, and they may still be quite raw from that hurt or whatever, and what we're saying is not that what, we're not saying that what they did or didn't do was correct, not at all, but what we're saying is from an energetic, spiritual point of view. Every time that we have something or a memory or a trigger or someone says a word and then immediately we think, it causes in us a real tightness or whatever. For everyone, it's different. But it's that we need to release to be able to walk away from, so that we can focus on the path that God really wants us to continue to walk. But we can't do that when we're still hanging on to that. Because often what ends up happening, it stews inside us. And then we trigger and we react to circumstances and situations when others around us remind us of that. And it just continues to really, like a snowball effect. What would you say to someone that really is struggling, even to get to the point where they go, you know what, I'm going to go through that forgiveness process so that I can walk away from that and not have that tie that binds me in that negative way? What would you say to him or her?
Well, I would say first, you know, it doesn't have to be overnight. Because I think sometimes people just think, you know, if you forgive somebody, it's like, okay, you forgive, it's whatever, you know, like you're saying earlier, it's fine what they did. It can be a process. So you can understand what you went through, learn, you know, kind of how that affects you, you know, again, energetically, and kind of really talk through that relationship with that person. Because a lot of times people have problems forgiving someone, and then they bring them back into a relationship, and then they hurt them again over and over. And so to sum it all up, I would say first, it's all a process, and you don't have to do it alone. You know, we have God, we have, you know, life coaches and stuff to help you.
Yes.
But the main thing is just start the process.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you'll totally be transformed.
Yes.
That's all I
really. Oh, absolutely. Look, there have been circumstances and situations in my life, one in particular, and I won't go too much into the detail, but I was not only hurt financially, but really it was the, the betrayal, you know, by someone that you absolutely trusted. And there were times where I would be curled up on the bed and just howling, like really, and just release it. And I knew it was a physical, and I could really see that, you know, Christ was working through me, God was working through me as I was releasing that. So I could now talk about it without crying or getting angry. There was just not connection. And also too, I did not want to be jaded by thinking, you know, and not trusting anyone, because that's just not in my character. I want to treat people who are, you know, in the way that I wanted to be respected and treated. And I thought, you know what, I do not want to end up mistrusting others, because this could happen again. Because you bring that into other relationships and business and life. And I think that's what you're talking about, you know, and sometimes It can, well, definitely prayer and reading the Bible for sure. Bible verses are fantastic, but also too sometimes writing it out. You know, and sometimes we need to forgive people who may have passed on. When I did a counseling course many, many decades ago, one of the techniques that we learned was called a gestalt technique, where we would have two chairs. We would sit in one and we would talk to the other. By just getting it out there, because sometimes we carry it around in our bodies, you know, and we bottle it up. Sometimes we just need to get it out there. So there's a number of techniques to help us kind of release that. Have you found that that was helpful for you too?
Definitely. The techniques are great. Writing it down. Sometimes you just have to write down who you need to forgive, you know, and just like see it visually. So you're like, okay, does this make sense? Why, you know, I'm holding on grudges, the grudges of these people and stuff. And the counseling session, talking it back and forth. I mean, I thought I had all my forgiveness done. Yeah. And I realized I did a session. I'm like, whoa, I have a little bit more I need to do.
You can we absolutely are. And I think we realize, and this is one of the greatest lessons that I've learned, you know, as I was continuing to do a lot of studies. And let's face it, so important, because here's where the enemy continues to push us and you know, kind of poke us around that, those areas that really we have not dealt with. We really have not committed to prayer. We have not forgiven. And there's a reason why God wants us to forgive and to cut those emotional ties from that, that he says, you need to leave it. And let's face it, we are forgiven on a daily basis. So, you know, we need to do that. And I think for me, I recognized that it is a process, but it is one that you need to get to a stage where you are able to talk about it. And I think often I will use things as a trigger point. So if something is happening and I start to sort of feel, oh, something's not quite right there, it's a good time to check in and say, am I still reacting? Is that something that's causing me to react? And then I just take that to prayer and then journal about it, remind myself of some verses that have been really supportive. And it's something, as you say, you need to get through, because we will often, there's two things that I want to share. We will often repeat that unknowingly, because we vow we're going to do something differently, but we can often then turn into what it is that we want to not do, you know, or what happened to us. And secondly, I think it can stop our growth in areas. And when we move through that, it can be the greatest character building lesson of all. Have you found that true?
Definitely. Yeah. So true. And, you know, like we were saying, in the Bible, God says, forgive so I can forgive you. Jesus says, forgive 7 times, you know, 70. Yeah. It's like, if God says it, let's just do it, because in the end, he has our best. He wants the best for us in the long run, you know? And so it's, sometimes you just have to, you know, do it and just know that God's got your back no matter what.
Thank you for spending some time in this. I think this is really an area where, you know, everyone's circumstances and situation is different, but it is one that needs to be supported, one that you need to take to him to really help you heal through that. And I think, you know, one of the greatest other lessons that I learned too was that, you know, depending obviously on what happened, there's some things that really are horrific when, you know, experiences, but often whoever the other person is, they're doing the best, or they are reacting from circumstances too. So often what we do is we'll blame ourselves. What was it that caused, that I did to cause that person to do that or say that or whatever? We need to realize it's nothing we did at all, nothing to do. So no guilt and shame and all of that. Absolutely do not own that, because that's often what the enemy will do too, doesn't he? He kind of reflects it back on us. But I think once you start to realize that, then the healing process can certainly help. Yes.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head.
I tell you, you hear around some conversations, even in church environments, and it's like, you really need to commit that to prayer, because carrying that around sometimes from generation to generation, it's kind of like, really, you know?
Yeah. I completely agree. And, you know, sometimes you just have to force it. I remember somebody hurt me like really badly, and I would have to pass by like this business almost every day, and I was like, whoo, I don't want to do it, but I just said, I forgive you, and I just kept saying it every time I passed it. And now I laugh about the situation, you know? And it's just like, I just said it like, I forgive you, I forgive you. And eventually that all melted away. And I'm like, thank you because you taught me an amazing lesson, you know? Yeah. So even if you don't want to feel like it, just say it anyway. And eventually those words will start just like manifesting in your spirit. And before you know it, all is forgiven.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. And let's talk about find your signature Bible verse. Yeah. What's your signature? Do you have a signature Bible verse?
Oh, definitely. So mine's Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. So it's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting that you should say that, there's so many people that have said that one, and I recognize that because I've got it in my journal too. Share with us, when you have this signature Bible verse, in what circumstances and situations have you found it being particularly powerful? And what would you encourage someone to do as they're looking for their signature Bible verse? Is that something that you've developed over time, or does it change every year? You have a different focus. How does that work for you?
Yeah, well, for me particularly, I just had the same one. And so, and I guess that's just my season right now, you know, because I feel like being a new business owner, starting out, it's like a lot of fear pops up because you're like, am I doing it right? Am I making the right, you know, steps? Is this what God wants me to do? So that Bible verse embodies like, God has great plans for me. He's going to prosper me. He's not going to harm me. And so anytime that fear pops up, I just continue to say, and I'm like, I'm reminded of his promises over and over again. And sometimes I get radical with it, but sometimes you have to do that in order for you to keep going on your purpose path, because you know, the enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your God-given purpose by any means, not at all. But we do know he hates God's word. Mm. So if you speak it out loud, that can get rid of that fear. Mm-hmm. And I say, you find a verse that really correlates with what your fear is. So mine was fear of not prospering, fear of not having the right plans for my life. So that's why I have that one. Mm. Some people's fears could just be trust. You can find a Bible verse in trust, or a whole health.
Forgiveness,
you know,
maybe.
Yeah, forgiveness. You know, that maybe you don't feel confident.
Yes.
All of those things. And you just find that verse anytime that fear pops up within that area. You keep speaking it, and then you just do what you were doing and keep going.
Yeah. I love how in the Bible it says, you know, resist the devil and he will flee. And often the resisting is worship music. I love one of my mentors, Sana Krakowski. She has a lot of worship music playing, and she said, I have it playing and all through my house. I invite the angels in and they can sing alongside, and then, you know, any evil just will not hang around. And it's similar too when we do recite out loud and speak out loud the truth, which, as we know, is the living word of God, then any evil is just not going to hang around there. They're out, you know. And then you almost feel it in your spirit too. I mean, you know, there are instances where, you know, maybe you're speaking in front of an organization, or you've got a proposal that you're wanting to present to a prospective client, and you're just so excited about it, but sometimes it can be nerves. And I'd imagine as you are repeating that Bible verse over and over, a sense of calmness and inner confidence that happens for me, it just comes through, and it's almost unexplainable other than what I've just said. But have you noticed that as well as you start to just repeat over and over your signature verse?
Definitely. Like, it just calms me. It gives me confidence. It gives me hope. It gives me faith. Like, everything. It's just the opposite of fear. And I'm just able to really step in my purpose and be who God created me to be when I continue to, like, speak it over and over again.
Yeah.
It's powerful. And I'll attribute it to my pastor. He did a sermon on it. And I was like, that makes sense. And so I started doing it. And I'm like, everybody needs to know about it.
Yeah.
You need your signature Bible verse. And so I talk about it all the time in my book. I say, hey, my pastor told me this. It is the best thing ever.
Yeah. I think what's really wonderful is there are so many different verses that are in the Bible, and I can't remember the name of it. I might get my Kindle out and have a look. But there's there's Bible verses that are characterized, so in different themes, you know, themes about trust, themes about hope and fear. And I love that, that, you know, when you're going through a season in your life, like fear or you're expanding and whatever it might be, forgiveness, trust, just being reminded of just how empowering a lot of those Bible verses are in those themes. I'd love for you to share a little bit, Marley, if you would, about the work that you're doing, particularly if we, you know, we may know a professional millennial or someone might be listening or watching that is kind of going through some of the things that you've explained today, how they can get in contact with you. So share a little bit more about your work and then the best way to connect with you.
Okay, yes. So as a life coach, I usually work one-on-one with my clients. And so I do a great 3-month Discover Your Life Purpose package. So within those 3 months, we really go through my 5 steps to find your purpose. And one of those is forgiveness and removing spiritual blocks. And I do like dream interpretation as well, because I find that God, you know, speaks to us in our dreams. So yes. I really study that. And then sometimes like some prophetic life coaching as well, just kind of talking to the Holy Spirit and putting what He shares in my heart and share with the clients as well. Yeah. And so through all of that, they can just go to my website, MarleyLoveLifeCoaching.com, and schedule a call with me or not. But that's really what I do there. Let's see. This is, I should probably like have this perfectly planned out, but maybe I need to say my Bible verse, because all of a sudden I got like nervous.
You know, sometimes I think the best way or approach is just to share it. I think, you know, and certainly through the conversation that we've had today, and just hearing you share your journey, because one of the things that I have found over and over with many of the guests that I have spoken with today, and you are certainly no exception to this, is that our life circumstances really have positioned us to be able to speak hope, truth, love, and light, you know, through God's word into an area or a niche. I call it a niche here in Australia. You guys call it niche. into, you know, that particular area because of the journey that you have walked. And I think often through hearing that story, it just allows someone to be more personable and approachable, I think, anyway, because you know, if you're a prospective client and listening, just to hear someone share that they've been through that and they've been able to come out the other end and have success through that and feel far more fulfilled, I think in that story is the best way to connect with someone who is struggling. You know, because how often, I think we might have mentioned it before, we think we're the only people that are going through that. And how many, I mean, I've said previously that I was in the career industry for many years. How many people are sitting in that cubicle day after day, month after month, year after year, thinking, I can't wait till the end of the day, because their skills, their strengths, just their character is just not aligned with that workplace or the corporate values or just what they're doing. And it's not till they've worked through that and they realize they have a bit more self-awareness of where their strengths lie and what lights them up. And just a shift in that can be the biggest difference in them feeling empowered, they're contributing, fulfilled, you know, finding meaning and purpose in your work. And the people that I had, you know, spoken to, many, you know, some of them are even not just millennials, but have gone on. Because I think previously you would find a job and that was it, you know, that was it. And look, what are you complaining about? You've got work, you know, whereas, but it's different now. And I think millennials, they want to find meaning and purpose and feel fulfilled and that they are contributing to a cause. Working with an organization that aligns with their core values, and that's important. So thank you for stepping up and speaking out and sharing that message. And, of course, we'll put all of your details, Marley, on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE120. Marley, as we finish the show, may I say a word of prayer for you? So that's one of the things I'm doing for all my guests. Fantastic. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Marley and hear more about the work that she does. And Father, through her own journey and being able to now use the tools that she found helpful to help, you know, really open up her eyes and her ears to listen from you, turn to your word to help her really discern where you want her to be. And now, of course, she is helping other professional millennials define their true meaning and their purpose as well. Father, we just want to uphold the work that she's doing, continue to find favor and blessing in the work that she does and the impact that she makes in the lives of her clients. And we just pray that if anyone's listening or watching today that is confused, that does go to work and not really feeling that they're contributing and not feeling fulfilled, we just want to encourage them to reach out to Marley and get her support so that they can finally realize what it is that you have in their lives and what you've knitted into them, their skills, their strengths, and their character too. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your story and also for forgiveness. I think that is one of the biggest areas that many people continue to struggle with. And so thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie, and thank you for doing this, because you are changing the world and helping to bring all these Christian entrepreneurs together. So thank you for your vision.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
All right. All the best.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.